wattage they need to get to Japan. That's a long way. So yes, yeah, that supports it here.
Gina, you want to answer that one?
Couldn't hardly hear him.
He was saying, I could barely hear him also, but he was saying he was curious as to how much wattage was needed basically on ham radio to be able to reach or receive from Japan.
Wish I could remember that. She had her antenna and her little radio. It's not hardly anything. She has this antenna system that they developed, and they unplug little things on it when they want more power or less power after she strings it up. But it isn't hardly. I mean, it's not what you would think, because they're not trying to talk. You know, if they were trying to talk to each other, they would need big power. But because they were both communicating back and forth with CW, it wasn't that much power at all.
Great.
Go ahead, Greg.
WSFB 797. So they're running QRP, right?
I don't know what that is.
Basically, the lowest of lowest power. It's fun.
You can go online and look up SOTA, S-O-T-A, and it will give you all kinds of information about them. And like I said, it's worldwide. They people in Switzerland do this in the winter, in the summer, and people over here do the same thing. They are really passionate with this. They climb mountains all over the place that you wouldn't think you'd be climbing mountains in the middle of winter, but they do it because they get more points. If they do it in the winter, they get more points when they get to the top of the mountain. And if they get the contact, when you get to the top of the mountain, you have to activate the mountain. They have to have four contacts. So you need to have four contacts to get the point system for that mountain. And then those points continue to grow. Now, also in the summer, if you end up in a place that's really, really, really hot, you get more points for that also, because you're hiking up to these mountains and it's like, you know, 100 and some degrees. And so they give them more points for that too. So it's a point system that, like I said, it's not competition with anybody. It's a competition for yourself to see if you can, you know, get to these levels. The highest level of the person gets the highest number. They call them the mountain goat. You know, and that's the people that have climbed the most mountains, got the most point system, contacted the people that they had to contact.